All right, welcome to another week of the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. How are you, Weez? You're looking full of diesel, my friend.
Oh, I'm actually not. I'm running on an empty, Spongy.
I had a
terrible, terrible sleep. Just fucking shit.
Really?
Yeah, jeez. Woke up at like 12, went to bed at 10, woke up at 12:30, and then just could not sleep.
Really?
Until about 7 in the morning, and then my alarm went off.
Oh, dear. How do you sleep? Are you
normally
you,
good. Normally
you're
amazing.
A good sleeper?
Yeah, just okay. Fucking... When I want to go to sleep, I'm done.
Yeah, okay.
And then wake up when my alarm goes off.
I always seem to wake up at about 20 past 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
Need to go to the toilet.
That's terrible.
Squeeze the lemon. Hey, mate, big week this week, the unveiling of the jingle.
Oh, I cannot wait.
I can't wait either. It's going to be very good.
He's going to polish it well.
Yeah, it's going to be incredible. Hey, I had someone ask me the other day, you guys don't do prank calls anymore.
No.
Why don't we do prank calls anymore?
I'm not sure why not.
Yeah.
We should prank call the rooftop dude.
Yeah, we should. Yeah, yeah. We're due to call the printer at some point.
Yes, the old printer.
Yeah.
Is
he away at the moment?
He is away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know where he is?
North,
he's not down south?
He's not down south with his mouth, no.
He hasn't taken his mouth down south?
No. He's
no? You sure?
No, we can't see him in the NT either.
Oh, we can't see him in the NT.
No, we can't see him there either, no.
Yeah.
No, I think he's gone to Airlie Beach, maybe, something like that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Be nice to be the printer. He might be up there with Big Red.
We've got some feedback too. Apparently, the lender is a better name for him.
Yeah, I think so.
Big Red, the lender.
The printer counts it, and the lender just lies in it and does starfishes in it.
Just
backwards
and
forwards.
Like Scrooge McDuck.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. He'd love a big building full of coins.
Bitcoins.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, let's get the boys on the line and see what we've got in store for us this week. I wonder what state the Chronicle's in.
Probably we might have to get him out of the funeral home.
Call the morgue, warm him up. Here we go. If you're looking for a new tea and you are into chemical structures, perhaps the StealthLab.com is the place for you to go. Weez, there's plenty of shirts on there for you to look at and purchase. What are some of the chemical structures you can do?
So you got some minor sort of stuff such as caffeine, so the caffeine chemical structure, or nicotine for the Chronicle.
Yes, nicotine.
Yes, but then there's also the more harder illicit drugs, which the more E crowd might enjoy, such as cocaine, MDMA, meth. The chemical structure is on their tees, thestealthlab.com.
Very good. Well, if obviously we don't endorse any use of those chemicals.
Oh, good God, no.
But you can here wear at the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles.
You can wear the structure shirt.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And put in the discount code PRINTER.
PRINTER for 10% off all purchases. Hit up thestealthlab.com. All right, Weez, it's time to check in with Father John and the Chronicle. Gentlemen, how are we this week?
I do very well. How do you do?
I'm fucking pissed.
About time.
Oh, dear. An introduction.
Change things up.
Yeah. Hey,
keep it fresh.
Chronicle, we're getting closer to when you come home. Are you excited?
I don't know. Like I sort of am, but I love my own company at the moment. So it's gonna be tough having to talk to people.
Well, for somebody
enough on the piss anyway.
I know. For somebody who rings every green dot on Facebook Messenger, I think you'll be fine.
Those poor bastards.
Yeah, absolutely. So, guys, I just wanted to have a quick chat about the I've actually only met Father John Sweaty in the flesh once, and this was quite a few years ago. And Father John, I believe you are going to be making the move down to the Gold Coast very soon as well.
Yeah, mate. Should be down there maybe July. See what happens. But yeah, we'll have to go for a few more car rides when we go there, mate.
I think so. Yeah, absolutely. Well, it'll be great to get you in the studio here.
Hopefully.
Yeah, absolutely. Weasel and I are pretty excited about that. And you know, Saturdays are a great day because we can do this in the morning and then we can go have a counter lunch.
Yeah.
And
it's like the rooftop. Pants are optional.
Yeah.
It's a bit warm in here. If you take your pants off, it gets cooler.
Yeah. Weasel's got his cream-coloured crayon out.
Yeah, whatever we have to do, as long as it ends with getting savagely on the piss, I'm happy.
All right, sounds good. Savagely on the piss. Well, you know, I just can't wait to sit around and listen to Beers and Durries on repeat. For about 17 hours.
Oh, no. Yeah, you want to get out when the DNM start.
No, I reckon Father John likes the DNM. DNM followed by an Alabama wet wipe.
Sharon wet wipes.
Yeah, why not? Here, you spit on this one. But I wanted to touch on back in the day, Father John, you came down to play a bit of a gig at a school function down here, and the Chronicle came down as well. And the three of us got up to some shenanigans that weekend. Now, you probably know the story better than I, because my memory of it is Chronicle. We went to the pub at around about 11 o'clock in the morning, somewhere around there.
Yeah, touch and go, but I would have got there at 10, but you're a bit late.
A few roadies.
Yeah, that's right. Sorry, mate. Things to do. But anyway, so I think we sat at the pub and we drank for a fair while. Just probably like the first verse of the Beers and Durries song. And you were playing a gig at this point, I think, Father John. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, I left the Cron at about 9:30. It shouldn't have taken me eyes off him, Jesus Christ. And I've gone to set up for this gig so I can just, you know, dropped everything up, set it up so I can have a few beers there and not have to worry about it. And then the Cron rang me and he goes, "I've got this muso. He wants to talk to you about doing gigs on the coast and stuff." And I got back to the apartment and the boys were just sideways.
we were pretty
absolutely fit.
I can remember sober. Chronicle. I can remember you and I bonding over polishing our RMs. You were like, "Oh, use this cream. It's the best cream ever."
I'm pretty sure we bonded over pints of EB at the Lansdowne.
Well, yeah, we did that too. But
on the rooftop.
I then remember polishing our boots together. It was a bit weird.
Take your pants off. It was getting a bit cold.
It's going to be warmer.
No, but you got back and you were a little bit wasted. The funny thing is, Father John, Chronicle kept saying to me, "I got this mate who wants to talk to you about doing gigs on the Gold Coast." So clearly he was giving us both the same message. So anyway, you go back to this apartment and it's probably, what, 2 o'clock in the afternoon? Or no, I don't know. What time would it have been?
Yeah, roughly two. Roughly two.
Roughly two. So I walked in and neither of you had your pants on. And
polishing.
It was about time to go. I think you had a couple of beers and I had a beer and we sat down, a bit of a chat. And then I'm like, "Right, I will go. I'll give you the lift to the gig because I've, you know, not been drinking anyway." And we're walking, we get in the elevator, still chin wagging. Chronicle's got this bloody sways up. He's fucked. Anyway, we get down to the car park and I'm just walking over to the car. Not my car. It was not the Cron's car, but his little brother's car. Anyway, Cron's just snatched the keys off me. He's like, "Nah, I know where to go. I'm driving." And I reckon it was one of the most irresponsible moments of my life where I was like, "All right." I should have said something.
Yeah.
I should have stepped up.
I think at this point I piped up, didn't I?
Yeah. You're like, "Oh, fuck."
And typical.
Cron was already in the driver's seat. And I'm like, "Yeah, probably not, eh?" Then Sponges got out of the back seat, opened the car, and ripped the Conical out of the car, out of the driver's seat.
And pulled him off.
Said, "We're going back. We're polishing our boots."
He's lucky.
Yeah,
got this special cream.
And I said, "Come on, mate, you got to get out. You got to let Father drive." Because
makes sense.
He hasn't. He's had no beers. You've had 23.
All of them.
We had to leave the Lansdowne because they ran out of beer.
Pussies.
Yeah, that's right. So anyway,
this story is about pulling the Chronicle off.
But hang on, wasn't it the front left passenger seat door?
It was definitely the back left, Sponge.
Oh, it was back left. All right, back left.
Back left.
So I've gotten out of the car, right? I've gotten out of the car. The door's open, right?
I know what's going to happen here.
Yeah. Chronicles come out of the car. I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine. The car's in reverse.
Was it a Camry? Don't tell me it was a Camry.
No, what was it? Chronicle.
Skoda.
Oh, that's all right. That's all right. It's not Skoda. A Camry.
Yeah. If it was a Camry, it would have been fine.
So she went flying back, did it?
Real slow, too. It was...
Oh, no.
Hold on, please. Instead of jumping in the car and putting it in park, I'm trying to push the car.
Yeah, that's right.
Whitey was like Matt Dunn, just pushing it back.
He was pushing it back. Thought he was by a fire on a rooftop.
Oh, it was a crunch. Like, I still have nightmares about the crunch, like just crunching, and it was going. And then I was so filthy at Sponge. I was like, I could have got there easy. But he's like, nah, I saved your life. I was like, no, you didn't. Like, literally, I'm pretty sure I could have. Do you realize how many times I've driven drunk before? Like, I'm really handy. Nah, Sponge was being lucky. Like he's just proper, like prim proper. I'm like, fuck you, Sponge. I could have got to where we were going without a broken door. And even to this day, Sponge is like, nah, I made the right call. No, you didn't. People back in Moree probably say the Chronicle is one of the best drunk drivers I've ever seen. And he's got a mean waffle stomp.
I don't know. Well, I feel like Father John's the only judge that can, he was there. He was sober.
Yeah, fair enough. Ooh. Like, Sponge, me and you literally, we went to the Lansdowne and we drove some pints into us.
Oh, we did. Yeah. And actually, I now remember why I have no memory of watching. I remember why I've got no memory of watching Father John play at that gig. It's because we got to where he was playing Chronicle and they didn't have any booze there. So you and I went, oh, bugger this. We're going to the pub down the road. And we were in the bloody bar out the back betting on the horses.
Yeah, fucking oath.
So it's all coming back to me.
But look, to be honest, Sponge, we got to the Lansdowne. I think it was about maybe 11. We'd been 11:30, and we ended up back at the Lansdowne with a broken door. You didn't give a shit, but it was. We got back to the Lansdowne 10 hours later.
Yeah,
Father John was playing. And me and you were sitting there, blind, horribly drunk, going, Do you know who's playing?
Yeah. Well, and we're doing the clapping too,
Famous clap.
The famous clap. Yeah.
This is getting in Weasel Vegas famous, story territory.
The famous Sponge clap.
Yeah.
Hang on.
We'll start this episode again, everyone.
The famous clap goes. That's how it goes. Like a tap, 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 tap.
What a treat. Awful. For the listeners. What nightmares. A treat.
Oh, what a treat. Okay, sorry. We're getting. So, what happens when you get Sponge sidetracked? He's just off. Hey, Chronicle, you've written a poem this week. What have you written a poem about this week?
Crowns.
Oh, boys.
Sharpen
to be honest,
the
like
crown.
So Sponge, I said, mate, I'm going to write a poem about it. And he goes, well, footy's back. May as well do one about that. And so I twisted up today and I went, totally forgot about. And
Tootally.
Yeah, I am so drunk at the moment. So it's going to be quite
Tootally drunk. Speaking like the fucking queen.
Totally forgot about it.
Been in the UK too long.
It's fantastic.
So, oh, shit.
I heard the Queen's looking for a new son.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, she gave Andrew the flick.
Yeah, well, she did. And she's looking for a new grandson, so.
Get rid of the ginger one.
Philip's looking pretty crooked, too. She might be after her husband. dear. Okay, so the footy's back. That's what we're talking about this week. Any sponsors?
Look, Grindr boys, highlight. To be honest, no sponsors. But I'm a little bit worried I can't even read the print, man. So it should be bloody interesting.
Okay. Chronicles turned it up.
This is good. You haven't been like this since
the
early days.
He's gone down early the last 20 minutes.
Oh, he has, hasn't he? Yeah. not that we would know what he was like 20 minutes ago, Father John, because it's this
live
week, Cradio episode 14.
Oh, we're in the future, aren't we?
We're in the future.
That story that story was about 20 minutes long.
Okay. All right, mate. Take it away. The footy is back.
Hello, boys. Good luck to the Cron.
It's a Cron going to the toilet.
Let's go. Oh,
hang on.
Before I start, sponsors.
That's
what
I just did.
What is that?
That was father. Oh, my God.
Put it away.
That just happened.
Oh, okay.
This is like the Christmas episode. Everyone's wasted.
This is basically the Christmas episode. Unbelievable.
Oh, I'm definitely putting that in the write-up. This week, you get to hear Father John go to the toilet.
Didn't flush either.
Do a slash, yeah, no flash.
I'm trying to work out whether
saving water.
Shit.
Okay. Okay, the footy is back. Yeah, take it away, Chronicle.
Sponsors, if you
want. Righto. Before I start, I do have one sponsor, and it's Ben Barber. Big shout out to the boy. Righto, let's go. The footy is back, and isn't it bloody exciting? The hits, the... Hang on, start again. Jesus.
That's
I'm trying to get over Wadey's biz.
thinking about his dick, eh?
Holy shit, that was so loud. You aim for the water. Yeah.
You better believe it.
It was into the shower drain.
Oh, boys.
Did you stomp it?
Boys, I'm not going to lie. I'm so fucked. I literally cannot read. I can't even read the screen. Like, I'm so fucked.
Do you want to flick it through? Do you want me?
The sponge can read it.
Do you need a runner?
I'll do it. But Jesus, it's gonna be a fucking tough one. This is probably right. The toughest one I've done. Okay. Hang on. Right, hang on. Give me.
Yeah, you're right. I'm trying to
look at the computer screen and it's all blurry. Too much
cordial.
That stays.
To be honest, though, like, we'll look at this and we'll go. Remember that time the Chronicle did the footy? The footy is back off his head, and it's all. Ah, oh, jeez. Right, I reckon.
That stays.
Man, I gotta get real
just
close.
Keep it.
Oh, I can't go.
It's not even that good of a poem.
Just read it. It will be good. You're always good.
The problem is you've done it on a computer. It needs to be in crayon.
With the backwards K's.
Oh, jeez. It's going to be hilarious.
Apparently it's
point,
not.
I'm not going to lie. That'll be it.
Apparently it's not clay glue that you're eating.
Jeez, I'd love a bit of clay glue.
Lick it off the
right, you let me know when you're ready. Cause
okay,
we're ready an hour ago.
You're a long time ago.
Okay,
and
start recording in 10 seconds.
Okay.
You just say right. Go. You okay. Say go.
Go.
The footy is back, and isn't it bloody exciting? The hits, the clashes, and, you know, hopefully some fighting. From Thursday night, you now have a sense of reason, barracking and yelling at the TV. Because it's footy season, from the gold line defence to the all-out attack. And doesn't it get the balls tingling when you have full crowds back? The atmosphere will be electric again. none of this fake crowd noise, the horrid abuse towards a goal kicker. Full credit to the boys. The sweet, sweet voice of Rabs Warren, the greatest voice in sport, the GOAT. Then you have the likes of Ray Hadley, to whom I want to punch in the throat. The heartbreaking of losing of a close game, especially a grand final. Nightmares of Jamie Ansco decapitating a player mid-air. Spinal. For the Cron, it means multi-season and some audacious bets. Any team that plays the Bronx, well, I'll go 30-plus with no regrets. The Storm, Panthers, Raiders and Roosters, all clear front runners to take it out. But, you know, look, the Bunnies are looking ominous and are definitely in with a shout. Then there's some Smokies like the Eels and maybe the Knights. You know, there's got to be an inquiry. Foxtel stealing some of the rights. The beers taste so much better when the footy is on the screen. Vicious banter with your mates debating who goes for the better team. The tense moments at the end, you know, when it's all square and when it's golden point, you're on the edge of your chair. The moment of relief when you're clear and in the home stretch. The compelling interviews from Hindy and Fletch. The shouting from Bellamy. Such an intimidating bloke. But if Melbourne keep losing, well, you know, he's due for a stroke. The Dragons is the Cron's team, and we're in for a tough year. Not as tough as Sponge and Weezer's Broncos. Jeez, the boys will shed a tear. You know, it's all good to see them fail. I hope the Broncos don't come good anytime soon.
Pretty sure you'll get a
it's
contract.
Always been a dream of mine to see the Broncos go back-to-back wooden spoon.
Oh,
from the excitement machines of Tedesco, Pappy and Munster, to shithouse journalists like Rothfield, they're as knowledgeable as a bloody dumpster. To the big boys like Rudolph, Haas and Junior Paulo, at full speeds, they'll get you pumped. To wankers like Paul Kent, I hope you get picked up and dumped. The Cron loves his off-field dramas, which, to the NRL, isn't new. Prime example of Jared Hayne biting off more than he can chew. It won't be the end of his career if an exemption is applied. I hear Long Bay Jail looking for a fullback to play on their side. Then you have the likes of Pierce, who apparently broke his thumb. Not from sexting, but, from throwing down after a few rums. The season is only, oh, Jesus, I'm so fucked. We'll go back.
No, don't start again.
The season is early, so there's plenty of time for a police charge or two. It's only a matter of time before Matt Lodge finds a family to blue. I can't wait for some Origin redemption and watch the Blues make up for last series with a fully fit side. You know, Queensland, maybe without queries. The Deli M this year will be tight and will come down to the wire. But it's hard to go past Pappenhauser, like a modern-day Matt Geyer. For the Cron, the game started early over here in the UK. The big fella cracking beers at 7 a.m., But it's footy season. What can I say? It'll be a season to remember. Not if you're a Broncos fan. Bring back Scott Minto if you want a chance. Fuck, he's the man.
He is.
So the Dragons will win the premiership. They'll be too good again. But 3 points must go to the Chronicle. He's my pick for the Daily M. Holy fucking shit. I've been in some bad states before, but that's up there.
Long live the Chronicle.
Down the line, being fucked up.
Only seven attempts.
Yeah, well done. Well done, mate.
Jesus.
Good poem. I'll tell you what, if you keep playing like that, you might find yourself in a Broncos jumper.
Not your best.
I'll be looking to make next week's podcast.
What was worse, Weasel's Vegas story or the poem?
No, the poem was better. The poem was good.
It wasn't that bad. Chronicle.
No, the poem was good.
The poem was solid. I don't know about the reading of it, though.
Yeah.
Oh, I could have said it so much better. But geez, I started drinking 10 hours ago.
I did think.
20 more to go.
You know, I did think, because usually Chronicle goes to work all day. And obviously he's had today off, being Good Friday. It's not Good Friday. It's school holidays. So he's had all day off to prep himself up for this. So I thought it could be dangerous.
School holidays?
Yeah, school holidays. I'm just, you know, I'm getting ahead of myself.
The funniest thing is we actually thought he was quite sober earlier. But I guess not.
I guess not. He's hit his straps. Gents, last week we did Getting to Know You. I've got some more questions for you this week. So the very first question, we'll start with Father John. Actually, no, let's start with Weasel this week. You can answer the first
Probably
one.
Twice a week.
Question one. Hey, Weez, how often do you clean your ears?
Probably twice a week.
Twice a week?
I reckon, yeah.
Wow.
What about you?
The other day I was lying on the couch and a heap of wax fell out of my ear.
Jesus.
Regularly. What about you, Father John?
Any chance I get to stick something in the ear and see if I can pull a bit of wax out and eat it, I go for it. So,
did you say eat it?
Yeah.
Why
not?
Yeah. Protein.
No. I'm just being serious. I actually don't eat my wax, but yeah, like any chance I get to stick something in my ears, no greater feeling than pulling out a big black clumpy.
Okay.
It is good. Right. It's good to see.
Very good. What about you, Chronicle?
I'm pretty sure Mum was the last one to clean my ears.
Oh dear. All right, question two. What's the first thing that you do in the morning?
Take a piss.
That's the first thing you do, get up.
Yeah, take a piss.
Go to the toilet. What about you, Father John?
Coffee and a dart.
Coffee and a dart. That's your morning ritual. What about you, Chronicle?
Remove the crowns.
Well, I usually wake up every morning and I'll ring the...
Ambulance?
No, I'll ring the funeral home and say, look, I'm not far off.
Today's the day.
Prep the sandwiches.
Your mother's going to be so proud after today. She's hearing you in this state. She's heard the story about the car door. It's just tick, tick, tick. I'm with Weez. So, you've got to squeeze the lemon first thing in the morning. Question three. Do you fold or scrunch?
It's a scrunch fold.
It's a scrunching fold.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably.
Kidding.
It's neither of them. It's sort of like a neat scrunch, I guess. But not really a fold.
Okay.
It's always a fold.
Maybe a fold.
A fold for the Chronicle? Well, I colour coordinate the schedule, so you can tell that I definitely fold.
You're folding the shit out of that. Perfectly sized folds too, I'm guessing.
Yes, yeah. Father John?
I wrap it around my hand and then karate chop my date.
Very good.
Thank you, Lord.
And the last,
quite a bit of karate chop going.
Last question. How often do you ring your mum?
Maybe once a week.
Right. Father John, how often do you ring your mum?
Oh, man, she passed away when I was real little.
Oh. Jeez, talk about putting my foot in it. So you could have. Did you read the schedule, mate? You could have gone, hey, can we get a different question?
Hey, what do you want to say, Colin?
Oh, Father John, knock, knock.
Who's that?
Not your mum.
Wow, that just happened.
Oh, Jesus.
I text the crowd this one. I'm like, "Oi, look at that last question. Do you reckon I fuck with it a bit?"
Yeah. Oh, well done, gents. I went from feeling terrible
she ain't picking up the door.
Yeah, okay. Oh dear. Too much.
You're joking.
Well played.
So. So, Chronicle, what about you?
What was the question?
How often do you ring your mum?
Oh, lately it's been quite a bit. When you think of, obviously, the Chronicle, look for green dots. Your mum's always got the green dot on, and she'll always pick up. So I'll give her a buzz.
God bless her. God bless her. Long live the Chronicle's mum. All right, Father John, last week the Chronicle read the jingle, and I've got here the unveiling of the jingle for this week. How did you go with it, and did you make any changes to the lyrics, and did it take you as long to come up with it as what Chronicle just took to read his poem?
Nah. I wanted to make it sound like the Beers and Dairy song, and I thought, oh, I'll do something different. So I thought I'd put a bit of sex in it. I made love to it. The only thing I changed was that the Chronicle, I don't know, in all his humility, left himself out of the poem. He mentioned all the guests apart from him. So
yeah, true.
And then I talked about coming on everybody's face at the end and getting everybody pregnant. Don't know why that went in.
That sounds like the rooftop. It sounds like Chronicle on the rooftop, eh?
Well, I am pleased that it's going to be at the start of every podcast. Yeah. So it's like, let's weed out the ones that just aren't hacking it or up to it straight away. All right. Well, we're going to play this. This is the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles jingle, written by the Chronicle himself and performed by Father John Sweaty. Here we go, guys. Let's strap ourselves in.
'Cause it's the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. It's the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. With the Sponge and the Weasel leading the way, coming to you every Saturday. We got Father John Sweaty with his sweet, sweet tracks, and we got the Keepo with his animal facts. Penny, Buster, and Specky Steve, yeah, they're pretty shit folks, and they make you wanna leave. But lest I forget to mention, the man with the wicked intention. It's a topical, prodigal, so iconical, it's gonna be hysterical. I'm talking about the Chronicle, coming in your earways, all over your chin. Now everybody pregnant, and it's time to begin.
Holy shit.
Holy moly. Father John.
That was incredible.
Father John, did you do anything to your voice? Can you go that low with your voice? At the end, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, maybe I do that all the time.
Holy moly.
When I'm not so a teacher, I'm a pimp, baby.
Wow. That is incredible. We're going to get another listener after that.
Oh, absolutely.
At least one.
But we'll probably lose one with the...
Well, you're going to get a few because everybody's pregnant now.
Birth and new listeners.
Very, very good. Oh, that's great. Hey, gents, are we going to create another song in the coming future?
What do you reckon, Cron? I don't know if I can count on him for much at the minute.
Tell you what, I'll be lucky to make it to the next podcast.
You got to look after yourself, Chronicle. We need you here, and I'm looking forward to the day when you get back here in the country and Father John's moved down here and all four of us are sitting in the studio.
Without pants.
All waffle stopping together.
Yeah, we might have to move the studio.
Stomp him into the carpet.
You can push this one down, Father John. You can push this one down.
Sharon's Karen.
All right, gentlemen. Well, on that note, we might wrap it up for another week. But thank you very much for all of your hard work. How long did it take you to put that together, Father John?
One take only.
Sorry, how long was it?
I did it at a particular time that it's appropriate. Oh, fuck. I've lost it too. probably about 10, 15 minutes or so.
Oh, wow. Mm,
Jesus.
That's insane.
You guys have way too much talent.
I did have to look up words that rhyme with Chronicle, though. I got on Rhyme Zone.
Oh, Rhyme Zone, that's the thing.
How good's the internet?
Oh, the internet wins every time.
Beautiful.
Every time.
Look, fellas, I won't lie. I'm that blind. I'm trying to take a piss, but I've literally missed the whole bowl. It's everywhere. Bloody crime scene. Bloody crime scene.
And that is staying in.
That's here forever. All right, guys, on that note, have a fantastic week, and we will check in with you next week. And please, Father John, you stay sexy, my friend, and Chronicle, just stay alive, buddy.
Big 2-1-1.
Yeah, that's right.
Play KCM. Play KCM.
Yeah, if it's not an Alabama wet wipe, it's not worth wiping. All right, gents, have a good one. Talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Hey, guys.
All right, Weez, well, it's that time of the week and we're going to get the Penny Buster in. I'm looking forward to this.
This is my favourite segment.
Oh, it's the best part of the show. Chronicle, are you excited? What do you think he's got in store for us this week?
I'm assuming not much. It'd probably be another piss poor effort, to be honest.
Well, you know, let's give him a chance. Let's give him a chance.
Bit jealous,
he
I think.
Was a, one more. He was very well one featured in your overrated poem, so I'm sure he's got a lot to say about that. All right, I'm calling him Penny Buster. Is there?
It's
ringing. The show troll. Here we go. Hello, Penny Buster.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
Oh,
well, get off my phone. Get
is that
off.
Pinky?
Go. Get out of here.
Was that Pinky?
Penny Buster. No, who was it? Sorry.
I think it was Paul. Hey, Penny Buster. It's the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. How are you going?
The SpongeBob.
Actually, Paul can come back and speak to you guys. he's gone now. Wait, how can I help you guys?
How's your week been, Penny?
Yeah, it's been pretty good, actually. We've had a very, very busy week at FFE. And Margaret came in. She's the ripe old age of 88.
Oof.
Brought her 10-year-old son in, and it was really quite nice. He actually did a really nice poem for the FFE employees. So, yeah, it was really nice. apart from that, been really busy here.
Have you done any business trips to America lately?
He's practicing. Skype meetings.
Yeah, a few Skype meetings. you're saying that Margaret's son does poetry. How old is Margaret's son?
Adult son, right?
Oh, 10. Yeah, he came in. It's his birthday, and so he came in and did a nice little, 10-year-old birthday poem. But his missing father hasn't seen his father for a number of years, so it was actually quite nice. It's quite nice. It's quite family atmosphere at FFE. So that's been going on. It's been a busy, busy time.
All right, very good, very good. That sounds really interesting, the fact that...
likes poetry.
Margaret has a son that likes poetry and has a missing father.
How many people really like poetry, though?
And
then even less like writing it.
Honestly, I didn't know I liked poetry so much until we started this podcast. Chronicle, did you ever know Margaret's son, or had you left by the time he came around?
Well, obviously, the Penny Buster was talking about how the son came in, and I forgot how I came in Margaret. So that's a bit, it's a bit concerning.
Okay. All right. Sounds interesting.
Sounds like the Chronicle.
Penny Buster, did you happen to listen to last week's episode or the week before where Chronicle did a poem that was titled Overrated and you got a bit of a mention? No, Penny Buster did not.
He's hung up on us.
Clearly, he did not listen to that.
He doesn't like the SpongeBobs.
He doesn't like the SpongeBobs. He's still on the call, so clearly.
Penny Buster, he just put us on mute.
He just put us on mute. Hey,
typical Penny Buster.
Yeah, Penny Buster, are you there? Penny, hello?
He's hung up now.
All right. We're going to try to get the Penny Buster back on the line. Hey, so we've got the Penny Buster back on the line. I'm really interested to know, Penny Buster, why did your phone just drop out then?
Maybe a connection error.
A connection error?
Possibly.
Did you happen to
maybe I signed up with a cheap deal with my mate.
Because Penny Buster...
Yeah, $18 a month.
Yeah, around about 3 weeks ago, you said to me you should join this...
FFE.
No, basically it's a phone company. And you said they do really great deals, and but it appears you don't have any mobile data at all, do you?
Oh, we get 2 megabytes a month, which approximately lasts, I think, 3.5 minutes of the first month. So if your plan starts at 5 p.m. on the 8th of May, by 5:03, the data will be gone. So unfortunately, yeah. I mean, that's probably one of the fine prints I didn't read. But anyway, it's all good. Supporting businesses, just like I supported Garthlands. We just need to do that. There are locals,
mate. So, if you want a loan, I'll send you 20 if you're struggling.
Oh, loan dear. Or load?
Are you on the rooftop? That sounded like an invite to the rooftop.
Oh, God. Okay, well, let's get back on track here.
Pretty good reception in the rooftop.
That's so good.
Oh, dear. All right.
Okay, so back to me, yeah.
Back to you, Penny. Now, Penny, what do you got planned for us this week?
Oh, look, firstly, I want to play a game of Who Am I?
Okay, let's go.
Who Am I, okay? Okay, here we go.
I'm not going to lie. I only started this poem 30 minutes ago. I'm not going to lie.
Who am I? Come on. Who am I? 3, 2, 1.
A man with a micro.
The Chronicle, the Tic Tac himself.
No, it's not the Chronicle. It's the Crondoggle.
The Crondoggle.
Yeah, the doggy after he killed our dogs.
Okay.
Anyway, we're going to get back here. So I've got a couple of acronyms. So what happened was the board of FFE and the committee of the FFE, we all sat around a big round table at the end of the financial year. And then the decision was actually given over to me, and I was in control of the final decision. So there's only one person in that round table, which was me. And we've come up with a number of acronyms to help starting businesses and FFE flourish for the next financial year. So I've got a number here. If you'd like to hear some acronyms for any people out there that are thinking about starting a business, would you like to hear some?
Oh, well, yeah, I didn't like poetry before this podcast, so let's hear some acronyms.
Definitely wasn't a fan of acronyms.
Yeah, that wasn't a lot of enthusiasm. So anyway, we'll do it anyway. The first one is the DBAC. The DBAC is DBAC, and that stands for Don't Be a Cron. So we actually found that to be quite useful because when the Cron worked for FFE, he basically did nothing at all. So if someone's sitting around doing nothing, we say, don't be a D-back. Don't be a Cron. Yeah. So you just repeat it again. Okay, the next one is the MILF. Okay, the MILF. And we've got a number of staff there that don't do a lot of stuff. And that's the mother I like to fire. Okay, so it's the mother's not going to do a very good job, so we call it a MILF. Now, the next one is a class.
Yeah.
Okay, were you ready for this one?
Yeah.
Obviously not. Yeah, drum roll. No drum roll for this one. The Cron late and started sleeping. So that's the class. So the Cron arrived late. He used to arrive late to FFE a lot and then start sleeping. The next one is the CCR. The CCR is the Cron can't read. And that was sort of acronym we threw around whenever we're... Now, the staff never actually wanted him to proofread a contract that was given, but we'd always say that staff, but that's a CCR. CCR?
You do realise that he's autistic, don't you?
I didn't ask for any questions, so we'll continue.
I thought
the
doctor said artistic.
Artistic.
Artistic, yeah.
Eats the crowns.
The R was backwards.
In crown.
Yeah.
The next one is a chow. Is a chow.
Chow, yeah.
And we used to say this behind Cron's back. That is the Cron is a wanker. So we used to say the crow, chow. Chow, chow, whatever you want to call it. Pronounce
joke
it.
From Pinkies.
That's fine. Yeah, and here we go. We're on to the Pinkies. Next one. Ciao, ciao. Next one is a cop. Okay, a cop. So that's a cron offending pensioner. It's usually a bit of a sexual predator with the pensioners is the cron. So we call that the cup.
I'm pretty sure it was consensual with Margaret, though, wasn't it?
Well, I hope so. We don't want to harbour a predator. So
Margaret's 88 years old. Well, blimey me.
What, so she didn't want it?
I thought she was winking at you the other time.
Right, while she was still standing on a walking frame. But anyway, holding a walking frame. The next one
she looked good in a walking frame.
Is the beer o'clock. A lot of companies have the beer o'clock, usually Friday afternoon, 3 p.m. We have ours out at 9:25 on a Tuesday morning. And that is the commemoration when the cron got the sack.
Right.
Okay, so that day on Tuesday, Tuesday the 25th of April, when he actually fell down the FFE stairs. And when at 9:25 every Tuesday, we get together and have a bit of a glass of wine to celebrate and commemorate the cron
minute silence
from FFE.
Minute silence.
Yeah, so that's probably all I've got for you this week.
Okay, very good.
Wasn't up there.
So if any of our listeners want to sign up to this phone company, what's the name of it? Well, like, it sounds like a good deal.
Can we give them a plug?
The 2 megabyte.
FFE mobile.
FFE mobile.
You haven't even asked me what FFE stands for.
No, well, no, we haven't. What does it? What does it stand for?
Acronyms, yeah. Here.
Oh, you're not members, so I can't tell you.
Being set up.
I've got an acronym. I've made up an acronym that we used to have at FFE, and it was called PWOW. And it was, I think it was PL, and it was Penny Buster is a wanker.
Okay. Pew, pew. Very good. Pew, pew, maybe pew. If you could send that by email, that'd be great.
Have you got enough data to get it?
Probably not. I told you it ran out after 3 minutes.
Don't put a subject
guys,
in.
Anyway, guys, I've got people to see, people all things right. to do.
Okay.
So we'll have a great afternoon.
It's great talking to you, Penny Buster.
Sorry to use up all your data.
Yeah, sorry, mate.
Yeah, no worries. I'll right. you.
Until next time, mate. Okay. We'll have a good week.
Yeah, same to you. Bye.
Right, bye.